Jackie Farley.
Mike Papa.
And Lindy.
And I'm not getting into the story about us being sick. Just forget it. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Where Sorry Did We Offend You. So, before we get started today, I'm going to play you, you know, because we're a music show.
Oh, yeah?
Besides just news. So, I'm going to play you the latest hit record.
Now, why you say is she a boat rigger? But fatty only make my lead bigger. Now, why you say is she a boat rigger? But fatty only make my lead bigger. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. 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 Fanita thought always at the beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, talk to Waka Flock, I could really do bomb. For a case, I got a lot, I could blow up your spot like a bomb. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? She went and put my whole team under subpoena. Diva, Friday, Felicia, abort kids. In charge of gonna Donald Trump and nothing for bullshit. Indict Gucci Mane and chase her for some fame. She think it's all a game, for rap with no shame. She get up on TV, they all know her name. If you're playing Fulton County, then you better get paid, you know why? Cause the D.A. corrupt, yo. From what I heard, fatty got a baby by Mondo. And Luma said she got a trap house in a condo. She don't care whatever said, long as she flopped, though. Now why you say is she a boat rigger? But fatty only make my lead bigger. Now why you say is she a boat rigger? But fatty only make my lead bigger. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. 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 13 counts, 13 counts. You getting paid to pounce and die for 13 counts. I know somebody paying thought to charge whoever he says. Another DA in the pop that handle all of his biz. You will see her at the port house, call her Fatty Willis. Charge another rapper because you know she out to get us. She even charge her president if you could pay the money. Election interference done, deal for the money. She walk around looking like Trap Pole with the money. She got a new week, got light pole with the money, money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want D-Trump. We want D-Trump, yeah. It's something that you need to have, cause when we get revenge, we gonna kick some ass. 13 counts, 13 counts. Got paid for every count, straight into bank accounts. Now why you say is she a boat rigger? But fatty only make my lead bigger. Now why you say is she a boat rigger? But fatty only make my lead bigger. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Okay, that's Fanny Willis is a Boat Rigger by Ramble Rant. So
that was my Ramble Rants.
Ramble Rants, yeah.
Dude,
I've heard some of his other things.
Have you?
Yeah. He's good.
Yeah. It's getting interesting for the black vote right now.
It's really interesting. I got a lot of stuff on here.
You see MSNBC, do you have that clip where the guy went to the barbershop?
Yeah, I do have that.
Right here.
Listen to this.
There are some people in your orbit who are either voting for Donald Trump or considering it?
For sure. A lot of my friends are obviously my age, so we're a little younger. We've only voted once, you know, for a president. And Trump is kind of all we know. And they're kind of Trump and Biden. They're like, well, we were broke with Biden. We weren't with Trump. And that's kind of the only thing that I'm hearing over and over again, over and over again, is that, well, Trump, we had money. Well, okay.
But there are some people in your orbit who are...
That's not going to go good for Biden.
No.
Even though he can gaslight all he wants about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking bad for him with the black vote.
Yeah.
He's panicking too, dude. You know, the Dems are panicking for the black vote.
Well, everything Biden's doing right now is because it's an election year.
Right. So NBC News the other night, Nightly News, had the thing, had some poll. I think it was NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the black vote and older ones. And like, well, you know, Biden still leads with black voters over 35, mm-hmm. right? But mm-hmm. 34 and under, Trump has like, he's like 20-some-odd% of black voters.
Mm-hmm.
They go, that could spell real trouble for the Democrats. Well, no shit.
Yeah.
Because you think they're stupid.
Right.
And then the fact that you're bringing in illegals in like Chicago, and or in now in Maryland, they opened up some rec center.
It was in Boston.
It was a state-owned center.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be for homeless and for the poor communities, right?
Right.
And you know, the minority communities there.
Yeah.
And so they're kicking out the black American citizens
mm-hmm.
and putting illegals there. And they're like, listen, dude, I work, there's a guy outside. I don't know if you have that one or not. I don't even think I saved
it. Oh, the one with where he's talking to the cops?
Yeah, he's on the bicycle.
Here's a mom that was talking about
okay.
it. I mean, this is kind of long. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but.
Keisha, you know, you were just on the street. And I saw your outrage.
Yes.
Why are you outraged?
Because this place was, like you said, it's free. It was a place for our children. Our children. I have four children, and it's sad. You know, I have four boys, you know? And we really don't have nothing in the community that's free for us. Don't get me wrong. It's great that they want to help the immigrants. But what about the Americans that are already here? What about the people that are already here that don't have homes, that don't have jobs, that are sleeping on the street already? These people came from the airport here, probably on boats, probably on buses, and probably all for free. Now they're getting stipends. They're getting what else? I need money for me and my kids, and I was born here. Like, you know, I know life is a struggle in itself, but this is not the answer to help them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the guy on the bicycle, the cops, he's like, listen.
Yeah, this guy right here.
I work 40 hours a week. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the cops call him homeless, right? He goes, I'm not homeless. I work 40 hours a week. Yeah.
But he just can't afford shit.
Yeah.
Y'all give a fuck about the motherfuckers that was born and fucking raised here. Y'all raised the fucking rent so fucking high. Can't afford to live here. But y'all gonna bring some other motherfuckers here? That doesn't fucking add up. It doesn't make no fucking sense. None. I'm fucking homeless. I work a full-time job, 40 hours, and can't pay to live here. How the fuck are y'all gonna bring somebody else here? Don't make no fucking sense.
Thanks, Democrats.
Yeah.
But see, all these people in the last election voted for Biden.
Right.
Gonna bring back decency to the White House, right?
Well, he's gonna, yeah. The adults are back in charge.
Yeah.
Gonna unite the country.
Yeah. Even though all he's done is demean half of the nation with the MAGA Republicans and the ultra MAGA, mega MAGA.
No.
Did you see him the other day?
Lesbian black woman said he's never insulted anybody.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So he was pandering the other day. He gave a speech. You saw that, right?
Uh-uh.
No?
I don't think so.
I don't know if I saved it or not. He gave some speech, and he's like, can't we all just get along, you know?
He Rodney Kinged it?
Basically. He was fucking crying. Man, let's see. I'll find it here. But Biden Unity. Let's see if I can find it here. Strange that Biden is now calling for unity where so-called unity passed 3 years. Too little, too late. Let's see. His emotional call for a truce of Republicans. This was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
We're at a moment of deep division in our nation, President Lincoln said, we are not enemies. He said, we are not enemies. But friends, we must not be enemies, he went on to say. I've long believed we have to look at each other, even in our most challenging times, not as enemies, but as fellow Americans. Scripture tells us the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. I believe that's our collective calling today. At a moment of...
What is there, like five people in that room? It's all echoey.
I'm calling bullshit. I got your unity right here. Yeah, but here's one that said he thought Republicans represented an extreme threat to our very foundations of our republic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, screw him.
Well, here's a thought I had about, I don't know if you guys follow Tim Pool, Tim Cast.
Yeah, sometimes okay. I get.
So he posted, I guess yesterday, 2 days ago. He said, I believe there's a strong possibility the U.S. is recruiting illegal immigrants into the U.S. Army. With fear of World War III, several nations calling for conscription and a recruiting shortfall, I don't believe the U.S. would simply ignore the risk. Hence, the video of what appears to be a drill sergeant guarding illegal immigrants at the Atlanta airport.
Those guys have no fucking loyalty. Okay, go ahead.
So, giving weapons
mm-hmm.
to someone that isn't loyal
to this country.
Mm-hmm.
If the U.S. government wanted to go against their own citizens, who are they going to want to have go after U.S. citizens? People who are not loyal to the country.
Well, let them come against their own U.S. citizens because
they aren't going to have any. They're not going to have any reason to not fire on U.S. citizens.
Well,
don't be fired once. Drop a couple times.
I know.
The minute the U.S. military is turned against the U.S. citizens, the fact is that the U.S. citizens, civilians, own over 400 million guns in this country.
I'm just putting a warning out there.
Oh, trust me, I know. But it's just like this whole thing with Texas, you know, where they want to federalize the Texas National Guard. And Biden gave the warning to Texas, you have this certain time to stand down. And Texas called their bluff.
Mm-hmm.
And the federal government blinked.
Right, because, well, here's the thing, though. This whole Texas thing is making Biden administration look bad because Texas is securing the border. And he doesn't want the
border secure.
Yeah. So he has to make up his mind. Is he going to fucking lie to the American people and say, we are securing the border when people can see there's a fucking visual?
Well, there's a visual now, and there's numbers.
Yeah.
Since Texas took over Shelby Park
uh-huh.
and put the razor wire up,
uh-huh.
The apprehensions have decreased and the border crossings have decreased 76%.
Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. They went from 1,000 a day to mm-hmm. like 200 a day.
Right.
But guess where everyone's going now?
To Arizona.
And California.
Yeah.
They're coming here.
Right.
And our governor, you know, previous Governor Ducey put up the containers.
Right, the shipping
containers. The shipping containers, which yep. is what Texas did, along with razor wire.
Mm-hmm.
This current governor, hey, we're going to take them down.
Yeah, the first day.
Yeah.
I mean, her and Biden are very similar. I mean, Biden he's like, I've done everything I can do. I can't do anymore. They got to give me the power. Jerk off, you have the power. Day one, you repealed 82 executive orders. Pertaining to the border.
Right.
Yeah.
Even Bill Maher on his show said, no, he has the authority. He has current laws.
Yeah.
All they got to do is enforce them.
He doesn't know the first thing about being the president of the United States.
Well, which was it, Secretary of Defense Gates back, you know, when Obama, when Biden was vice president, right? Or even before.
Uh-huh.
He was like, listen, Joe Biden in all his years in the Senate has been wrong on every foreign uh-huh. policy decision that he's made.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, you know, he's got a proven record. Yeah, you got a proven record of fucking shit up.
Yeah.
And in Obama, your old boss, even said Joe Biden can fuck anything up. He could screw up a wet dream.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about it before the show. Look, he's up to 18 dead soldiers on his watch.
Officially, that we know of.
Yeah.
13 from the Afghanistan withdrawal.
Right.
Three from last week.
Right.
And then two Navy SEALs that
from a couple weeks ago.
From a couple weeks ago in the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
That's that we know about, that we've really tracked. Plus the three dead last week, there was 40 wounded, 40 Arizona National Guardsmen.
Yeah. And then, yeah, fucking Lesbo again. like saying, well, they were
the military folks.
Yeah.
Oh, that clip. Yeah. Do you have?
Yeah. I don't have it. I thought I did.
The way she.
But she said something about the regime.
That they were fighting for the administration.
Oh, the administration, yeah. I'm sorry, the regime.
Yeah, same thing. I'm sorry. I never fought for an administration.
Right.
I fought for the Constitution.
Yeah, I thought they were fighting for the American people and the Constitution. Not the administration.
Let me see if I have that one. Where's my... Oh. Yeah, that I saw that. I was like, what is this chick talking about? Then, of course, you have, let me see. Oh, here it is, yep.
Our deepest...
She can't even speak for shit.
What I will say, our deepest, obviously our deepest condolences go out, and our heartfelt condolences go out to the families who lost three folks who are military folks, who are brave, who are always fighting, who are fighting on behalf and of this administration, of the American people, obviously, more importantly, we lost those souls.
She can't even...
Dude, she can't get it out.
Well, she had to have known. Any idiot wouldn't have known that was going to be the very first question that was asked. She should have been very prepared for it. She isn't.
No, not... You know, and I'm surprised she didn't bring up race in it, you know, because there were three black soldiers from the Georgia Reserves. You know, one engineer company, I forgot the number of the engineer company from northern Savannah, Georgia, or northern Georgia, that Jody Ernst from Iowa was actually served in that same engineer unit when she was in the Army Reserves.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. Me and my buddy that was just here,
yeah,
we got into it with Jody Ernst.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 2008, during the Great Flood, they were, we were at the time working for the city, and Jody Ernst was in the National Guard, and they were stopping people from driving across the bridges, and we're here, we are in an official vehicle. No, you can't go across. I was like, fuck you.
You say Joni?
Yeah. Joni Ernst.
Yeah.
Joni Ernst.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
But they tried to stop you?
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm on official business, bitch.
Yeah.
Stop me. Call the cops.
Yeah, go ahead. Arrest me. I don't care what you fucking do. We're going across this fucking bridge. I go, if you don't let us across the bridge, we'll go across that bridge, and then we'll come talk to you on the other fucking side. And that guy got all bitchy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I've been in the National Guard, and I've stopped. I've been at wildfires blocking roads.
Uh-huh.
You stop civilians who don't need to be there, right?
Yeah.
Official government vehicles, whether they're city, county, state, or federal, usually have a reason to be there.
Yeah.
Because I'm just there to protect civilian lives. But government employees, I have a purpose to be down that road.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to see where the water's at and everything else.
Yeah.
To make calls on where to start shutting shit down. Yeah.
Well, I think the illegal immigrants is people are becoming more and more aware of it because of the bunch.
Oh, because of the New York thing.
The New York thing, and then also, Galveston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They found out that they had stolen about $4.6 million worth of vehicles, and were taking them across the border. Changing the VIN numbers, driving, using them to bring traffic people back, and then putting them on Craigslist or Marketplace and selling them. They were taking off the VIN numbers and putting on fake VIN numbers, and they were relinking them back to the cartels.
I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the New York thing. So the illegals, that's getting a lot more traction now because the governor is like, catching so much backlash because the brag that...
Well,
the,
did you... Okay.
The Alvin Bragg...
I wanted to play this clip first about... Because why we were still talking about...
Okay, talking about the soldiers?
That? Yeah. No, not that.
Oh, the soldiers. Yeah. Talking about the soldiers.
While we're talking about the soldiers, I want to play you this clip of this guy right here.
Okay.
Man, fuck this administration. I hope they all go to hell. I am serious, man. The disrespect, the divide and conquer. This motherfucker right right here. You know, the one that's gay and queer and an immigrant, that's all her fucking qualification is to have the job that she has. She decided to disrespect the soldiers that died for this country. She didn't even know their names.
Mm-hmm.
She called them folks as if that's just a speck of dirt. Not their first, not their last. Then she decided to take it upon herself to say to the camera that these people died for the administration. For the administration. Fuck Sleepy Joe. Fuck every Nancy Pelosi. Fuck all of them. This shit don't make no sense at all. They are bluntly lying in our face. And there are people out there that believe this shit. Read between the lines, people. How dare her, man? How dare her sit here and say this statement? This country is sad. It is broken beyond repair at this point. Then she stutters because she don't even know what to say. She know, look, man, she knows what she's saying is fucked up. So she's stuttering over the words that was paragraphed for her to say because she knows what she's saying is fucked up. She just stuttered the whole fucking statement. I don't care what you are. I don't care what you believe in. If you're a liberal or Democrat. I don't. This is wrong. Point blank, people.
So, the dignified transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? These three soldiers, you know, they, well, the one was a sergeant. The two others were specials promoted posthumously to sergeant, which mm-hmm. they should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Dignified transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the who was out there on the ramp saluting?
Hospital boy.
Hospital boy?
Yeah.
Oh, the sec def, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so the president, his wife.
What, I only saw him put his hand over his heart. I didn't see him salute once.
He put his hand over his heart, yeah. But at least I was waiting for him to check his fucking watch again like he did the 13.
He didn't have it on.
So the sec def, the chief of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, other senior leaders, right?
Yeah.
Out there on the ramp.
Right.
Where were the families?
Good question.
They were on another area, underneath a covered area. They didn't bring them out there to greet their kids on the... Now, I don't know what the protocol is at Dover.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't you, if you're going there for a photo op, he only went there for a photo op. He didn't give a fuck about those three.
No, it's an election year.
You don't think the better thing to do as a commander-in-chief greeting these three that he got killed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because of his weakness with Iran.
No,
go out there with the families. And stand with the families.
Yeah, he already went and called. He called the one family.
He called all three,
apparently. Well, I know, but I saw a clip of the one family.
Yeah, once I have it where he talked about Bo. That's how my son served in Iraq. That's how we lost him.
Yeah. It's like, why does he keep going to that lie? Ain't there something like taboo about stolen fucking...
Stolen valor.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's a fucking idiot. You know, but, you know, honestly, if I was a senior leader in the military out there at Dover, I'd be like, fuck that. Let's get the families out there because the families.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
You know?
Yeah.
Instead of the leadership standing at the ramp with their heads bowed, why don't you let the fucking families out there to be the first ones to greet their loved ones?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I've done a transfer as a casualty assistance officer of a soldier fallen in combat. Returned to Tucson, where we met the charter plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a small, like a private jet, Learjet type plane.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring the casket out and they lower it down. I had the family right at the aircraft. And as they lowered it down, and, you know, the first thing I did was get the workers away and let the family have time with the casket and their loved one right there at the airplane.
Right.
Let them be the first ones to greet them.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I see this photo op.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dude, fuck you. You have no connection to these guys whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
The people that you have off camera wouldn't, you know, and maybe the families, and once again, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe the families didn't want to be on camera because they're going through an emotional wreck at the moment.
I just want to know what Biden said to him. I mean, because that he, you know,
You know he brought up Bo.
Well, yeah, you know that. But you know he fucked it up. He does not know how to talk to people at all.
No. But the only one probably out there that could talk to somebody about it is the Secretary of Defense, because my last tour in Iraq, Austin was in Iraq, in Baghdad, as General Austin.
Yeah, but I don't think... I mean, he's brainwashed at this fucking point in time. He's a lost cause.
But even then, even when they get to 3-star, 4-star level, they're all fucking lost, because it's political at that point. And they are so far removed from the soldiers and the actual missions. Yeah, you may be in Iraq, but you're living in a fucking palace over here, and you got yes-men over. And
you're as far away from fucking a firecracker as can be.
You know? And you got an aide-de-camp that does fucking everything for you. You know?
Who'd wipe your ass? Wipe
it. Pretty much.
Wipe my ass, boy.
So, anyways. So, back to Lindy and the Illegals.
Wait, here's...
Oh, wait, you got more?
One more clip. Lisa Stefanik talking about the three individuals.
Good morning. I want to begin by taking a moment of silence to honor the three U.S. service members that bore the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our country. Thank you. We know that American troops are at risk around the world because of Joe Biden's weak global leadership, that foreign adversaries like Iran fear no reprisal for taking American lives. Also at home, border security is the most fundamental responsibility of a nation, and House Republicans are serving as the last line of defense to secure our border. As we speak, House Republicans on the Homeland Security Committee are marking up the long overdue articles of impeachment against Alejandro Mayorkas, holding him accountable for his breach of the public trust and willful refusal to enforce our laws. Mayorkas and Joe Biden have failed the American people, and Secretary Mayorkas is responsible for the devastation and destruction and the implementation of the failed Biden border policies that have led to a crisis in states and communities nationwide. Our country is experiencing a full-fledged invasion with illegal immigrants pouring across our borders in record numbers, encouraged by Joe Biden's open border policies. Since stepping foot in the Oval Office, there have been over 8.3 million illegal crossings nationwide. Over 360 of those individuals are on the terrorist watch list. And this crisis is not going away. December marked the highest single month of illegal immigrant encounters at our southern border in history. From the northern to the southern border, every single community has been turned into a border community and destroyed countless American families in the process, whether that's through fentanyl poisoning, rising crime, or displacing American students and taxpayers, like a school in New York. The Biden border crisis has created the most pressing humanitarian, national security, and homeland crisis in our nation's history. In the last 3 months, just in the northern border, which I represent in my district, the northern border has seen more illegal crossings than the total of both 2021 and 2022 combined. Yet you have far-left leaders like New York Governor Kathy Hochul trying to force New York taxpayers to shovel out $2.4 billion to subsidize Joe Biden's border crisis. Joe Biden, Mayorkas, and far-left Democrats have failed the American people, making their priorities crystal clear. Illegal immigrants come first. American families come last in Joe Biden's America. Good morning.
So,
I hadn't heard that.
So that goes right from the three, and we segue right into the illegal immigrants.
So even, let's talk about Hochul and these illegals.
Yeah.
She is now holding Alvin Bragg's feet to the fire because how many, how many illegals assaulted those cops?
Five or something like that.
I think it was seven.
Was it?
Yeah, they're looking for a couple more from what I hear.
Well, I heard that like five of them
were arrested and released.
Were on buses heading to California and they suspect going to back to Mexico.
No, one of them has been rearrested already.
Do you see the clip from CNN that they were talking about it?
Yeah.
Where the smash and grab ones?
Oh yeah, the one where the guy silenced what's her name because he's
this one right here.
So that one, I think there was like seven people that did the
initial assault
on the police officer.
But Hochul now is trying to get tough again. She's trying to get tough. Mm-hmm. She's trying to say they're going to be held accountable. But like you said,
they're gone.
They jumped on a bus. They used other fake names. Mm-hmm. Got free bus tickets to California because mm-hmm. they know they're not going to get face mm-hmm. penalties.
Right here. Listen. Here.
Yeah.
In the back. You don't touch our police officers. You don't touch anybody. Thank you, everybody.
I mean, we're hearing a change when it comes to immigration in general from President Biden on down. To hear him talk about that, it is also directly related to the fact that these were police officers. Does that have any impact? Does that change anything?
Well, it's so complicated because, you know, you're a New Yorker. You move through the city every day as I do. We see these people. We touch these people. They're out looking for work. They're delivering our food. They're at the gas stations and the car wash. I mean, these are people who came in waves, you know, 170,000 probably to New York City. But within that group, this hardworking, you know, throngs of people in search of hope and a better life, there is this one percenter, you know, criminal element that looks at a different opportunity here. These individuals, I went over their rap sheets yesterday, mm-hmm. multiple charges, grand larceny, robbery, attempted robbery, grand larceny. This particular crew operated on mopeds and scooters. They were doing organized retail theft. They were doing snatches on the street, iPhones, iPads, clothing, so on and so forth. One of them that they are still seeking has 10 charges on one day because he's part of a pattern that's been going on. And I'm looking at the dates that their arrest started, which is probably close to when they got here. They've only been here a couple of months. So what the detectives are telling me is they have crews here that operate in New York, do all their stealing, then go to Florida to spend the money, and then come back. And I'm like, well, why don't they just stay and steal in Florida? And they said, because there you go to jail.
Oh.
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 Oh. Yeah, because... Oh, that bitch.
What's her name? Erica Hill.
She... You heard her at the beginning of the thing, right? Even Joe Biden's getting, you know, tougher.
Tough. Oh, yeah, because it's an election year.
Yeah, and his approval ratings are in the fucking tank.
But here's the thing. The Senate is coming up with this bill. Mm-hmm. Once again, you know, we're going to build it in secret. We're going to put it on the floor in mm-hmm. a rush so you don't have time to read it.
Right.
You got to pass it to know what's in it.
Mm-hmm. They need 41 fucking Republicans to deny it.
There better be 41 fucking Republicans to deny it.
Right.
But unfortunately, you got Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, fucking Lindsey Graham is another one.
Yeah, it's these guys, the people who live in their districts are the ones that need to fucking start making phone calls and reminding these people what their fucking job is. That is, we're not here to go by your whim.
But see, here's the thing. I have no faith. If I call fucking Mark Kelly's office
or
cinema.
Well, because Mark Kelly's dead or something. Because he's not.
But here's the thing. You know, we live in a border state, and they talk about that they know immigration.
Cinema. Yeah, cinema. She bitches about it, but then does nothing.
Nothing about it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Then why support a fucking plan that allows 5,000 a week or 5,000 a month or whatever
it is?
It's
a day.
Is it a day?
It's a day.
Yeah.
Why allow something? These caravans are like 3,000. So you're going to allow a caravan in a day?
Yeah.
You know, why are you supporting this? Well, you know, bullshit.
And why are we letting them in? Have they all been
vetted?
Yeah.
But no, I don't give a fuck. You know, that's why I support Trump. Trump says, you know, day one, he gets in, he's going to start the largest mass deportation. You know, he wanted, how many, like 5 billion or something to build the wall?
Yeah.
Right? We're spending more than 5 billion a week on illegals.
Right. Exactly. So
but, you know, and Mayor Adams is like, well, I don't know, you know, why, what, how to combat this, but here, how about a program of 53 million in food stamps for these guys, mm-hmm. or, you know,
right.
That's why they're coming, dumbass.
Right. Okay, so I'm just gonna play this clip for you two.
Okay.
Because you gotta watch it, and then.
Okay.
Because the people listening at home won't get it, but listen, just watch this video.
Why were they released? Why were those first migrants released?
Tell me what you see.
Hey, Brad, can you at least respond to those who say that this looks like a kangaroo court?
Just give us one statement.
Mr. Brad, can you
send up in 30 in to California. You give us one comment, sir. Sir, you're on behalf of the people. Can you just comment on the situation?
Okay, so it was Alvin Bragg walking down the street, and they're asking him, why did he release him? Why did you release him?
Yeah.
And he's not answering, but the thing I wanted you to see is, if you look close enough, he had this fucking shit-eating smirk on his fucking face. And that, you fat fuck, I want to punch that motherfucker. I want to punch that fucker.
Well, it's all these policies are coming back to bite them in the asses.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, so, yeah, so these seven guys are free. I said there's a video of the dude with the red coat.
he takes it off and he's flipping everyone off.
Yeah, no, he got rearrested.
There's several of them that were flipping off.
I know, no. He got rearrested. Did he? Yeah.
The guy with the red coat is the same guy with, he took it off. I watched the video where he took it off. He's the same guy that's the picture everywhere where he's doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, but I thought I saw another one and he wasn't wearing a black shirt or a red coat.
But yeah, but the thing is, they have no respect for our laws. They have no respect for anything. So, you know, the sad thing is, you know, my son lives in New York.
Yeah.
You know, and I do. I mean, I worry about him being on the subway platform and getting assaulted.
I think this is the one. So, remember this guy from a couple weeks ago? Scott LeBeau.
Oh, yeah, the guy driving about the art he's going to sell, and you're going to fucking buy it.
Yeah. So, I think he's talking about, this is the one. I think this is the one where he's talking about the illegals.
If you or I, hardworking American citizens, were to beat up a couple of cops, we'd still be in fucking jail. And we'd probably be in jail for another 10 fucking years. Now, if you didn't see the video or what happened with these illegal alien young men, scum fuckers, beat the shit out of two New York City cops. They went in after they got arrested, you blink your fucking eyes, they're back on the street. No bail, no nothing. You know where they are now? I guarantee you, these fucking goat fuckers are raping somebody's daughter, slashing somebody's grandmother in the face, or beating up another cop. Do you not only understand the fucked up aspect of our society? That this administration, this governor, the mayors of these fucking cities, and these fucking douchebag, criminal-loving, woke-ass DAs allow this to happen. They want it to happen because they don't like you, because you work hard. You partake in society. You do good. They want you to fucking suffer. You people are to blame. I'm tired of blaming these scum fucking illegal alien young men unvetted. I'm tired of blaming, yeah, the president, the governor, and the mayors and the DAs. The blame and the blood is on your fucking hands. You dumb fucking assholes who keep voting and putting these criminal-loving scumbags in office. I wish it was 1975 or 1980, because there would have been 50 cops dragged those scumbags into a fucking alley and they would never walk again. Or even the mafia, as everybody, whatever. They would, if they were around, this shit would never fucking happen. But you jerk-offs in these cities. You, the fucking voter. Not you smart people. I'm talking to you other 6 million fucking jerk-offs. You're the dumbest fucking people that walk the face of the earth.
We're starting to like that guy.
I know. I followed him. I'm like, fuck, I'm following him. Because he does nothing but tell the truth. And he tells it.
Sounds like some of our podcasts.
And he tells it the way it needs to be told. I mean, I know. I'm sorry. That's the way shit needs to be
So, I mean, that's a New Yorker right there, and you hear it. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I'm sorry, New York did it to themselves. The people who voted, just like Chicago. You know, I'm sorry, you get what you voted for. I know you're bitching about it now.
Yeah.
And you're starting to see the light, and sometimes it takes a little pain for you to see, right?
Right.
But this is what you voted for.
Yeah. So maybe the next time, listen to the adults in the room. We're the adults in the room.
You know?
I mean, we'll tell you what's going to happen.
Well, Trump, mm-hmm. even, there's another video of people, I don't know if I saved it or not.
Mm-hmm.
These girls talking about this college.
Two girls? Two women?
The two black girls that they were interviewed, and they were.
Oh, no, it's not. I don't think I have.
No. I don't know if I saved it or not. The other. But, I mean, well, here, while I'm looking for it, even 50 Cent blasted Mayor Adams' plan to give prepaid credit cards to migrants. And mm-hmm. he said maybe Trump is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to realize that.
It's not this one, is it, that you're talking about?
No.
Because okay. I'd play that, because those ladies got it right, too.
No, well, here's a different one even that is different than what I'm looking for. But this, here, whoops.
Hey, everybody, how you doing? It's Peggy D. I wanted to give you a quick update on some things. I just heard that Biden and Harris just hired this chick named Jasmine Harris. Interesting enough. And it is their person for, they're going after the black vote. Can you believe this shit? Didn't I say this, that February 1st, Black History Month, they were going to go into overdrive with the race baiting and the reparations crap and all the bullshit that they're going to try to do because they have lost the black vote. President Trump has the black vote. And you know what? Once we leave the plantation, we're not coming back. They can try. They'll probably get some people to vote for them. What they're going to do is put these little sellout black people up front, and we want reparations, and Michelle Obama and all that kind of bullshit. I'm so tired of this shit. I really, really am. And it's horrible. It's horrible. But I'm going to keep myself under control. I'll try to keep myself under control. I'm blocking every motherfucker that come on and say some stupid shit. I'm telling everybody right now. But I want to let you know that, you know, the Republicans are part of this because they do not canvass the black community. They're in collusion with the Democrats. They allowed the Democrats to infiltrate the black community because they didn't do a goddamn thing to even care about the vote. But they really, you know, left it to the Democrats. They're all in collusion together. Lee Zeldin was the Republican who should have been our governor of New York, but they cheated on him, of course. And he walked in the African American Day parade in Harlem. Lee is a wonderful guy. Lee, I wish you were our governor. You would clean all this stuff up. But you know what? They had to cheat because they had to put Hochul in to do all this illegal shit with all these illegals, because I know you would not ever let that happen. But nevertheless, we shall overcome. We will, everybody. So just get ready. It's going to happen. They're going to throw everything at us that they could possibly throw. And the system is going to crash. Everything is going to happen. So I just, everybody, just do your research and just stay vigilant and stay calm as possible. Keep the faith, because this is about America first. It's about all of us coming together.
Yeah, that's not the one. There's actually one with a couple college girls. And the reporters were talking to him, and even the one was like, mm-hmm. "Well, yeah, they paid for my mom's college and student loans, but mm-hmm. It's still I'm still hurting, and we were better off under Trump." And it's just like, "Holy shit!"
Well, yeah, they all were better off under Trump. Under Trump, everybody had money.
So anyway,
so I thought you had some because you were like,
"Hey, look."
Not looking at the time.
Yeah, it's time to refill the beers, man. I'm out. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it's time to refill the beer, so let's take a break, and then I'll there's a couple of clips here I have to look over to the
okay.
break. Yeah.
And then we're gonna
talk about Black History Month. What else?
There was
Fannie Willis,
Black History Month, and there's a couple other things here. I just saw them in my feed here. We'll discuss it on the break.
Be right back.
All right.
And we're back. Didn't even miss us, did you? So, like we said before the show, we're going to talk about Black History Month.
Why is it the shortest month?
I don't know. Because it's racist. Because they're racist. What do you think?
Hey, so, you're talking about Black History Month.
But what else happens in the month of February besides that Hallmark holiday?
President's Day?
Well, that too. Groundhog's Day.
And Valentine's Day.
I said Hallmark holiday.
Punxsutawney Phil.
So here's President Trump talking about Groundhog's Day.
Okay.
Happy Groundhog Day. We're here with the most highly respected and incredible groundhog in the history of the world. And he saw his shadow. It was a beautiful shadow, and that means 4 more years of Trump. You know, I saw my shadow, too, this morning, and it was the greatest shadow in the history of the world. Crooked Joe saw his shadow and ran away from it. Nikki Haley couldn't see her shadow because she was too busy in an Escalade. You know what I'm talking about. And Chris Christie saw his shadow, but NASA called it a solar eclipse. But my shadow and this groundhog shadow are the greatest shadows in the history of the world. 4 more years of Trump are on the way. 4 more years to make America great again, believe me.
That wasn't Trump, but...
Yeah, it's fucking good.
I know.
So, Black History Month, you know, everyone talking about DEI, right?
Right.
So, here's a clip from a basketball game, like a halftime, whatever, a spelling bee.
Right.
That says, this sums up DEI perfectly.
Right.
So... Spraying. Synovium for the white guy. Stress factor. Stress fracture. Back to the white guy. Vascular necrosis. Back to the black girl. X-ray. Apophysis or whatever. So give the white guy these, all these big terms.
Mm-hmm.
The black girl. X-ray. Spell X-ray.
Black History Month.
DEI.
The more you know.
I'm, you know.
Yeah. So, speaking of Black History Month.
What do we got?
I'm going to play this fucking doctor.
Okay.
This lady's a doctor.
Oh, yeah. I saw this one.
And they took it. The place she works for actually blocked their Twitter page after this came out. But listen to what this woman has, guy has, or chick has to say.
Okay.
Hey, white men. Due to systemic and structural racism that black women have had to endure, they only make 64 cents to every dollar that you make. So, as a fitting start to Black History Month, I want to take what you will make today, multiply it by 64%, and then take that difference and give it to some black women today. This shows that you are honoring them, that you are appreciating them, and that you are dedicated to equity. And black women, you know what to do. Hey, white men.
I don't get that last part. What do they know what to do? Suck dick for it? What do they know what to do?
She's a psychiatrist at Children's Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, now they have, these posts are protected.
Yeah. Yeah, that came out like a couple hours after that fucking thing hit libs of TikTok, I think it was.
Yeah, because what was her name? Her name is Dr. Callie Nicole Hobson, MD, psychiatrist at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta.
Yeah, so why did they make their posts private? I mean,
Because the hospital is probably just getting overwhelmed with comments. Just tell them, you need to fire this bitch. This is racism. You talk. I'm sorry. Mm. What other race is it okay to say? You know, she's like, hey, white men. So if I said, hey, black women.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
In honor of. Well, there's no White History Month, so History Month.
All months. They're going to tell you, all months are White History
Month. Yeah. History Month.
Yeah.
You know?
January. In honor of January.
You know, I'm sorry. It's bullshit. The fact that you can get away with doing that for one race, but not any other, it makes it racist.
Yeah, that's the definition of fucking racism.
There's no reverse racism. No. It's just racism.
I know. Reverse racism. That's reverse. No, it's not. There's no such thing as reverse racism.
Racism is racism.
Yeah. So here, listen to this crazy woman. Crazy woman. Crazy white woman. Talking about.
Hi, fellow white people. Black History Month is tomorrow. Let's not do anything to ruin it this year. Okay, my fellow milk crickets?
What?
We're going to be good this year. Yes, we are. And if we are, maybe you'll get a prize. But you have to be good. You can't ruin Black History Month this year. Okay? Thank you, my babies. Bye.
What the fuck is a milk cricket?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, but I'm going to be so politically incorrect with my statement.
Crazy right now. Fucking white woman here.
If you're a white person that hates your own fucking race,
yeah,
go kill yourself. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you hate yourself and the fact that you were born and had no control what color your skin is, and you're that much of a racist, right?
Right. And how do white people ruin Black History Month?
I don't know.
I mean, nobody gives two shits.
You know, I'm not out fucking.
Oh, Lindy's got a look at her.
Milk cricket.
Yeah.
A sexual act of putting live crickets or grasshoppers in your partner's anus, then giving them an anal cream pie.
Blah. So, how the fuck is milk cricket?
All right, first of all, no one's fucking milk cricketing her. No. This broad. This freak show.
But, I'm sorry. And no. At least no one that I know has ever thought about bringing insects into an act of sex.
So it might be something about crickets when you say crickets, absolute silence, no communication, milk being white.
Right.
So okay, white silence. So
white. Okay, but no. No.
I'm just reading you what I see on.
Crazy bitch.
This crazy bitch probably thinks strawberry milk comes from strawberries.
She wants milk crickets. She wants silent white people during Black History Month. Don't ruin it. And then maybe you'll get what? To pride. Dude, well, seriously, because if she's like promising, like, no, I'll ruin it. I'll fucking ruin
No, Black but I'm serious.
Ten times over.
I'm tired of being nice, especially around people with mental illness, all you trans people. Trans people suffer higher suicide rates because it's a mental fucking illness.
Yeah, exactly. It's not because they're trans. It's because they're fucking mentally ill.
Right. We need to bring back institutions.
Yeah.
You know, put them in little fucking white, little straight jackets again.
Uh-huh. Bring back 24th Street Van Buren.
Right. Put them back in a facility. Keep them medicated and talking to the doctor.
I'm not talking that cheesy tiki
lounge. Oh, no, not the Cotton Tiki Hotel?
Yeah.
I remember that place.
I can't believe when we were kids we were that close to the fucking loony bin.
I know.
On vacation. That close to the loony bin. Like, we're locking within 500 fucking feet.
Well, on vacation. Yeah. And then when I moved here, I lived up the street from there, dude.
You were a couple miles.
Yeah, a couple miles still.
Well, let's see, Van Buren, McDowell, Thomas, Indian School, Kenway.
3.5 miles.
Yeah, 3.5 miles.
Fucking crazy motherfucker can walk 3.5 miles. I'm sorry. Fucking, you could drag yourself 3.5 miles.
My first apartment was only like 2.5 miles from there.
I got you beat.
What?
Lived on the farm where the when the people escaped Oakdale, they were in our farm yet, and then police would fly up the lane and knock at the door and say, "Stay inside. There's some escapees loose in your backyard."
And you're like, "Nah, I got you beat. I got you beat. I do good."
He used to live there.
No, no. When I worked for the county, Kent City was right across the fucking fence line from my office.
Yeah.
And the building would automatically unlock at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning. There was, like, a handful of times that people came in finding fucking convicts hiding under their fucking desks.
Hey, what are you doing here? Yeah.
So that's why they put the fucking buzzer on the door, so you had to get buzzed in.
Like, that's... duh.
Yeah.
Duh fucking... yeah, I'm just... I'm sorry. I'm tired of being polite and being politically correct. Yeah. Yeah. If you hate yourself that much, go away. Yeah. Permanently.
Yeah. You want to talk about Black history? This is the Black history that they need to learn, right?
Okay.
Here, besides George Washington Carver.
Okay. Do. Play it.
Same position you're in, so I'm not even mad at you, baby. For feeling like fake news. This is the thing. I know people don't like Trump. I understand that. But let me tell you something. If I had to pick between him and Joe Biden, I'm not voting in Joe Biden. You want to see a bunch of Black people go to jail by the next 4 years? Put Joe Biden in. Watch what happens. You want to see Black men get killed substantially? Like you've never seen before? Put Joe Biden in and watch what happens. These Democrats, and I'm sorry to say this, I'm not trying to be racist, but they hate Black people. These are the same people that we fought to keep slavery in. These are the same people who built the KKK. These are the same people who hated us from the beginning. The Republican Party is the party of the Blacks. Blacks free, the Republican Party is the only party that the Black people actually assisted in finding. But all of that history has been torn away. People say, oh, there was this big switch. There was never a big switch. The union won because we had grown in the industrial era. So we were able to get trains and get supplies back to our soldiers while the Confederate was still riding horses. They were not able to get supplies back fast enough, right? So what happened was once slavery was abolished in the South, the people in the South could no longer make their money from slaves. They had to move to the North to work in the industry to produce. And so the people in the North that already had established themselves in the industry moved to the South. And so that's where it was a transfer of people coming from the South to the North and people coming from the North to the South. There was never a big switch. So the same Democrats who hated Black people from the beginning are the same ones who hate us now. And they use our cause. How did Black Lives Matter turn into something about LGBTQ? When Blacks really don't support that. We're conservative. We really not about that. Not only that, we don't support abortion. We about working. This is the Black culture. We ain't never been about that. Not only that, we not about feminism.
No, we're not.
Black women marry their husbands and respect their husbands. That's what we on. We not on this, I do what I want. We don't do that. That's not our community, and you would understand. I know you understand what I'm saying. We don't do that. But yet these people are hijacking our movement and the Democratic Party. They're trying to hijack our stuff.
So, this Black chick is explaining to a bunch of white women.
Right. Yeah. History. Black history.
Yeah. And there's the...
Oh, and American history.
But we support you.
Yeah.
Listen, Black lady, we support you.
Yeah.
Listen, white savior. Yeah. You think you're so fucking high and mighty.
Right.
I'm sorry. They're...
Yeah, and that's the Democrats' big pitch line, and she explained it. It was the big switch. There was a switch.
No, there wasn't.
No, there wasn't. Like she said, after the war, the people in the South, the Democrats from the South...
Moved north because they had to make a living and get to the industrialized.
Right, to become industrialized, they moved to the North. The people in the North, the Republicans from the North, who had the money and really didn't need to work anymore...
Or wanted to expand their businesses.
Went to the South.
Went to the South, so they already had the money. They went to the South to establish the businesses in the South and the industrialization in the South.
Right.
Right?
Right. There was no switch in beliefs, political beliefs.
No.
No. And so, like she said, the Democrats are the party of the KKK. They're the ones that established the KKK. Yeah, that lady explained it really well, and that's the history they need to teach.
That's the message that the mainstream media needs to put out there, but never will because it goes against their Democrat masters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that
masters.
Exactly.
Yeah. You said it again, masters.
No, that chick knows her shit, dude. We need more like her to be more vocal.
Right.
And that's the thing. Well, you know, the biggest thing is the Democrats are the white saviors, kind of alluded to it. They think they're smarter. This is like the little, like, college man on the campus and the college campuses. You know, do you think voter ID is racist? Well, yeah. Well, why? Mm-hmm. Well, because, you know, the black community or the poor community don't have access to IDs. Well, bullshit.
Bullshit. They buy cigarettes. They buy beer. They buy... Right.
You know, they have driver's licenses. They go to school. Yeah. They get educations, just like you and I. They go to college.
Yeah.
They know how to turn on the internet.
Once again, this is the white guilt coming through.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, not to say I have, you know, to use that excuse, I have a black friend. I have served with a lot of people in the military of every race, of every religious, you know, of every sexual orientation, even transgenders that I have known a few transgenders you know, in the military that before all these policies were like kept a secret.
Right.
And I knew it then. And what I was taught growing up, probably this is the same as you. You judge a person by the person, right? Mm-hmm. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what color your skin is. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you call God. No. Right? Are you a good person? Are you an asshole? If we work together, are you going to do your job?
Mm-hmm.
In the military, do you have my back?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Because I have yours.
Yeah.
And that's all we cared about.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you this, though. In my case, I don't care if you're... But if you look like a doof like that lady, that the milk cricket lady, I'll fucking call you out on that one.
What?
Well, every fucking time. I'm sorry. I mean... Don't be all crazy.
But, you know, there's a point. You know, when we grew up, we could be honest, and I could tell you, dude, you're being a fucking idiot.
Yeah, that was the whole thing, and nobody cared. I mean, it was like, okay, fine. All
right, chill out. Yeah. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, dude, hey. Yeah, good you.
Hey, you're
fuck, all right.
Hey, you're being a douche, you know.
Fuck, okay, dude.
You know, don't be gay, Sparky. but... Not to make you spit your beer out your nose, Chuck.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Fuck, was it South Park? Don't be gay, Sparky.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. It's everyone's become so fucking touchy in the whole division. If they it's on purpose. They want to divide. They want to put everyone in a box because, okay, you're more of a victim than you are, so you get more special treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So now instead of color and sexual orientation and gender dysphoria and everything else, now it's the illegals. The illegals are the shiny hill on the fucking hill, you know? They're the shiny object.
Dude, they're falling on that sword, though. I mean, seriously. Thanks to these fucking six fucking douche pumps in New York.
Yeah. So, but immigration, I mean, hey, we've always been on immigration, support legal immigration.
Yeah. You want to come here the right way.
But talking about immigration and the oath.
The what?
The oath of naturalization.
Uh-huh.
Ilhan Omar, congresswoman, Minnesota.
Dude. What? Okay, yeah. Why is she still in the country?
How
to put her on the first fucking plane? Well, yeah, they would have called a special session of Congress, first of all. Get your ass back in here. We're going to fucking vote right now to get to expel her. Because, dude, Arizona's like, they've already expelled like two people, including my fucking representative, which I'm kind of pissed off about. Because now I don't know who I'm supposed to go to. But, they have no problem expelling fucking Senate members or whatever, Congress members, state leaders. So why should we have a problem with it in the federal? Especially when this lady fucking says that her first fucking loyalty goes to Somalia. Or whatever.
Exactly. So she's giving a speech talking about her loyalties go to Somalia. Yeah. And I was like, I'm sorry. I thought you were a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, and you took an oath to defend the Constitution, lady.
So, DeSantis is calling her to be expelled from Congress, denaturalized, and deported. Let me see if I have it. Someone here posted the Oath of Naturalization. Oath of Allegiance. So, this is what when a new naturalized citizen takes.
Yeah, the oath they take.
I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty of whom or which I have heretofore been a subject or citizen, that I will support and defend the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will bear truth and faith and allegiance to the same. So, you renounce any allegiance to your foreign country, and you announce your allegiance to support and defend the Constitution alone. In her speeches, as a congresswoman, she's saying, I am here to defend Somalia and to put Somalia's interests first.
Right there, that should be automatic. Automatic expulsion.
Automatic expulsion. And she broke her, not only she broke her oath of office, but she broke her oath of citizenship. Mm-hmm. Goodbye, biatch.
That's, yeah, automatic. Dude, if not fucking hanging, just fucking hang her.
You think anything will happen?
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene's already introduced
a censure.
Censure, yeah. That doesn't do nothing.
Speaker Johnson needs to come. Dude, they expelled fucking what's-his-nuts from Congress because of whatever he did.
Right.
This is more egregious than what he did.
Yeah. So let's see how long it takes for her. She should be expelled by the end of next week.
That won't happen.
At the latest. At the latest.
Won't happen.
I'm just saying.
She's probably going to get the Presidential Medal of Freedom, dude.
Dude, she probably already has it. What are you talking about? They just hand those things out like fucking candy anymore.
Yeah. Taylor Swift, you're next on the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Taylor Swift. Fuck Taylor Swift.
You know, I don't give a shit. She wants to cheer for her team, go.
No, but here. Okay, look. You brought it up. I'm playing it.
I'm just fucking giving shit.
You brought it up. I'm playing it.
Oh, is someone talking shit about her?
Mr. Scott Lobato.
Now, I can't take away from her talent. She's a very talented young lady. And, in my opinion, she's rather easy on the eyes. But she probably couldn't name one branch of government. Now, I'm not here to knock Taylor Swift. I'm here to knock you people. Because apparently, there's millions of her fans called Swifties who are going to vote for Joe Biden only because Taylor Swift told them to.
Oh, yeah.
An entertainer. See, we're not blaming the entertainer here. We all know how they are. It is the dumbed down of you fucking individuals. You don't understand why she's a billionaire. You think that money just comes out of the sky, the government pays her? You fucking pay her. You pay stupid money for those tickets to see her. You pay her. She's laughing at you. Now, I'm not taking away from going to see your favorite concert over there. Not at all. I've done it. You pay money, stupid money, but I want to see it, whatever. But ain't no motherfucking entertainer is going to tell me how to think. This isn't 1950, where people were a lot less educated and simpler. This is 2024. We have more access to education and information more than ever before in the world and life. And still, we have the dumbest motherfuckers in this country. Taylor Swift said to vote for Biden. I guess I have to because I love her. Do you understand when I see you in my neighborhood or down walking down the shot in the mall, I give you that hello because you're my neighbor. But understand when I'm saying hello, what I'm really saying to you is you're the stupidest motherfucker that ever walked the face of the earth. You don't deserve to partake in society. You are a fucking idiot. My 2 cents.
So he's got a point there. All these Swifties are going to listen and vote for her.
Right. Vote now. But they're going to vote the way she tells them to.
Exactly. So, but here's a girl who has gotten rich and famous and all this money based on albums, based solely on her bad choices in men.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All the breakup songs, all the problems, all the, right?
Right.
The fact that she, you know, Swifties enjoy her music. Please enjoy her music.
Yeah.
But take a look and consider that when you're going to vote for somebody. Mm-hmm. She's always picked the wrong fucking guy.
Right. Yeah. Well, first of all, people like that who has influence over. Now, granted, most of our fans are like 12.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, but a lot of our fans are not 12.
Right.
She's 34, and she talks like. And the way she speaks.
It's
she,
like she's 12.
It's like she's 12.
Yeah.
Yes.
And. So but, her fans are. Brain waves are like 12. But it's, thank God it's only, most of them are girls. You never see fucking guys at these shows. If they're guys, they're their dads and they're in the back and they're like, fuck.
Or the Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I mean, who are all the, like, okay, yeah, speaking of that, during the football games and stuff, when she's up in the fucking skybox, who are all these fucking clowns up there?
Her dancers, I think.
Really?
Her little entourage. She brings her on. She can't go anywhere by herself.
Why is Travis Kelce's brother dancing around without his fucking shirt on?
Dude. So, I've kind of watched the New Heights podcast with those guys.
Yeah.
So, that game where he had his shirt off, Buffalo game, right?
Yeah.
He did that going there. He wanted the Bills Mafia experience, the Buffalo fans,
uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
So, they're out. They tailgate outside. Ice cold. They.
But he's in a skybox.
Well, no. Okay. He started tailgating out first,
right
before the game.
Mm-hmm.
And even his wife was like, did an interview. So this is the sports section of the podcast, apparently. That the Bills Mafia, if you see them tailgating and stuff, they'll get drunk. They'll fucking like pile drive through tables, folding tables and shit, uh-huh. break tables.
Uh-huh.
So he told his wife, I want to go through a fucking table. So he goes out into the tailgate area and starts fucking pounding shots.
Uh-huh.
With all the Bills Mafia people. And of course they recognize him
yeah.
from the Eagles. And he did a shot out of a bowling ball. They pour a shot in the like thumb hole or something.
Uh-huh.
And you see him lift the bowling ball up, do a shot. Uh-huh. He was looking for a table to jump through, and he didn't get to.
Right.
So he gets up to the box, and he tells his wife, because you know, all the Bills fans, a lot of them take off their shirts during the game. He goes, I'm taking my shirt off. She goes, this is not a good idea. He goes, no, I'm not asking. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
This is going to happen. I'm going to have my shirt off, and I'm going to be outside the fucking skybox.
Mm.
And, you know, he did it. He got crazy, jumped out, and she said about the third time, she's like, all right, you need to stay in. Don't think about yourself. Think about the cops out here who are trying to protect us and Taylor and you and me and everyone else and the mm-hmm. kids.
Right.
They're working twice as hard because you're going in and out. And he's just fucking having a good time chugging beers.
I know. I did see him pick up the little girl that had the sign that said,
yeah,
I'm at
Taylor.
My first Bills game. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And,
he knocked on the window to show Taylor.
Yeah. That, and didn't he get to bring the little girl inside the
mm-mm.
booth to meet Taylor Swift? The little girl met Taylor Swift.
No, the little girl, Taylor waved at her.
Oh.
Come up to the window and waved at her.
Oh.
Didn't meet her.
Oh, see, bitch. Why didn't she meet her?
I don't know.
What?
But,
too good for that?
So, but he was having a good old time, dude. He was just getting shit-faced drunk, is what it was.
Well, it's because he's retired now.
Well, not officially.
No, I
think he will be.
No, I don't think so. I think he's coming back to play 1 year with the Chiefs.
You think?
Yeah.
Brother and brother on the same team?
Yeah.
But yeah, he was just having a good old time. You watch him on the show, and he's like, dude, I wanted to go through a table.
Mark my words. He's going to retire. Air quotes. Retire. Something's going to happen to the Chiefs center. They're going to need a center.
Dude.
What?
Did you watch the last playoff game with the Chiefs?
Yes.
The center couldn't fucking snap the ball. It was always low, low, low. I was like, holy shit, dude.
See? They're already setting it up.
It was like, that guy couldn't snap for shit.
We're already setting it up.
Setting up for what? A new center?
Well,
yeah.
for
yeah.
Jason Kelce to go from the Eagles to the Chiefs.
Yeah, well,
so him and his brother on the same team.
Well, because he announced the day after the Eagles lost.
He didn't announce it. He said he talked to the guys in the locker room about it, and it got out. Right?
Right.
But he has not formally announced a retirement yet.
Oh, yeah, no.
But he talked to the teammates in the locker room after their loss.
He's going to retire.
You know what? If he does, that's cool, you know?
Right. So, anyway.
You know, out of the two brothers,
right.
I got more respect for Jason Kelce than I do Travis.
Me too. Travis, well, after his two things at once, fucking bullshit.
You know.
Oh, speaking of two things at once. Two things at once. So, this week, I'm driving around, right? And I hear a commercial on the radio about for the new COVID vaccine.
Nope. Sorry, Charlie.
No, listen. So, it's a for the new COVID vaccine, and it says to doesn't say prevent COVID or something, but it says COVID that could cause severe illness or hospitalization. And not death. Nowhere in the fucking commercial did it say it was going to kill you. Right? But they still want you to take this fucking shot that they call a vaccine. A vaccine. Now, if I take the shingles vaccine, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to stop me from getting the shingles, right?
It's supposed to. Now, I'm not trusting that now, even though I already took it.
Right, I already took it too. But so, it's allegedly, it's supposed to stop me from getting shingles.
Well, it's like the polio vaccine.
Right. Have you got polio?
No.
Okay. So.
Smallpox? No.
But this vaccine, air quotes, vaccine, neither stops you from getting it, nor stops you from passing it on. So, exactly what the fuck is it?
Right. Why will I get it? I went to the...
No, is it a vaccine? It's not a vaccine. What the fuck is it?
So, my question on what the fuck is it, because after taking two shots that I probably never should have, my doctor at the VA the other day, hey, would you like a flu shot? Fuck no.
Yeah.
What? Nope.
Yep.
Never again. I no longer trust the CDC and your recommendations based on the bullshit you pulled on COVID.
Right.
If you had been up front with people and saying, hey, this is experimental, it may work, it may not, but we just don't know because we're doing our best.
Yeah.
Take it at your own risk.
But they should have called it a COVID shot, not a COVID vaccine.
Right. But then the fact that they fucking mandated it, like, well, we didn't mandate it. No, you only threaten people's jobs or livelihoods, their ability to feed their families, keep a roof over their heads. Hey, if you don't take this vaccine, you're not going to be able to work here based on the CDC guidance. Because that was our job. My job as a government contractor saying, if you don't take this vaccine, you're not going to be employed as a contractor.
Yeah, that and the fact that you were shamed.
Yeah.
For not taking it.
So, no one forced you. Bullshit.
Your doctor said that?
No, not my doctor. But there's coercion and there's taking it under duress, which is what most people did.
Yes.
The duress of losing your livelihood. The duress of not providing for your family.
Right.
But then to turn out that, like Rachel Maddow, hey, this stops in its tracks. You can't get it. You can't pass it. Thanks, Rachel, for fucking lying to me and spreading misinformation.
Yeah.
Even though you say that's something you can't do on your network.
Yeah, because without severe penalty.
Right.
Yeah.
Well.
Hey,
if we have any lawyers listening that want to take on a lawsuit, I would like to sue Rachel Maddow and MSNBC for that bullshit.
Yeah. Well, I want to sue everybody who said it.
Yeah, but specifically her. I want that bitch to pay.
Right.
And I want it public. But her, CNN. The rest of all the other anchors on MSDNC, all that bullshit, but specifically her, because you know they block out Trump. They talk about Trump and misinformation and, but she was the biggest spreader of lies between the Russian collusion and the fucking COVID and all that bullshit.
Here's the deal, I'll do it too, and you know what? And I won't take any. You, the lawyer, can keep all the fucking money.
Oh, no, I'm getting rich. No. Fuck that. No. There would be a good fee, but I'm getting paid.
I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to give you all the fucking money.
No, I'm getting paid. I want some money, bitch.
Just do it on my behalf.
I want some money.
Make me famous. Nope.
No, not famous. You got to get some paid.
No.
Okay. I mean, do it like your last lawsuit, 50-50. At least get something out of it.
I'm fine. I'm happy.
I'm not. I want money.
Well, yeah, but
I gotta buy an airplane, dude.
Okay. So I'm gonna play this audio here. This lady, she's bitching about the government. She and her bitches are on the spot.
The right? Government.
Government.
Youngins, cover your ears, cause shit's about to get real.
Ow. Ready?
We are only a month into this shit. We are a
month into the year of 2024. And it's a complete shit show of bullfuckery. First off, tons of people are getting letters from the IRS saying they owe them thousands of dollars. Just all of a sudden.
What the fuck?
You freeloading cock knockers in government have already gotten billions from us, yet not a penny goes back to us. How about fixing some of these shitty ass roads? How about cutting funding to schools that are constantly pushing a political agenda on our children? Or maybe get some of the homeless off the fucking streets. It's not our job to fund other fucking countries. It's not our job to fund y'all's substance addictions. It's money y'all are taking from us, and we have no say-so of where it goes. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but this shit makes my ass cramp. Second. Our government officials are driving around in fancy-ass sports cars, big-ass houses, wearing expensive-ass name-brand clothes, yet the American people can't even live paycheck to paycheck, not even with multiple jobs, going through our bills every month, and making a choice of what not to pay, so we can keep our lights and water on or put groceries in our house. Hell, we can barely afford gas to get back and forth to work. Third, people in government make way too much damn money. And most of them have been in it way too fucking long. And most of them have not done a damn thing since they've been in there. They need to get paid what the average person gets paid, and that be it. That way, them bootlicking bumble fucks can get a taste of what all of us are going through. And I bet you if that's the way that it was, they would be scrambling to make a fucking change. You fuck squeaks in government must have some really fucked up backs from all the audacity y'all carry around. Howdy, fucker. Can y'all tell anybody that lives in this country they have to have a decent credit score for any damn thing when this country is trillions of dollars in fucking debt? Y'all tell people to follow the law, yet none of you motherfuckers do. And y'all get away with anything because y'all look at yourselves as fucking important. Bitch, you an average citizen. Your shit stinks like everybody else's. Y'all can eat a dick all the way from the back and choke. I said what I said.
That is probably one of the best rants I ever heard.
Yeah.
And
she's spot on in everything she fucking said.
I was like, okay. Oh my god, that was funny.
So, I'm going to end the show with this kid's a hero right here.
Okay, this is an old video, though.
I don't care. This kid's a fucking hero. All
right, yeah, I'm just saying, I saw this video like a couple years ago.
And, more kids need to do this shit.
Right.
Stand up. Because apparently the kids got thrown out of class.
Yeah, he's thrown out of class, but this what he says to the teacher.
It makes every fucking bit of sense in the world.
Right.
If you would just get up and teach them instead of handing them a freaking packet, yo. There's kids in here who don't learn like that. Bye. They need to learn face to face. You're just getting mad because I'm pointing out the obvious. No, and you're just wasting my time. No, I'm not wasting your time. I'm telling you what you need to do.
Yeah.
You want kids to come into your class? You want them to get excited for this? You got to come in here. You got to make them excited. You want a kid to change and start doing better? You got to touch his freaking heart. Can't expect a kid to change if all you do is just tell him. You got to take this job serious. This is the future of this nation. And when you come in here, like you did last time, and make a statement about, oh, this is my paycheck. Indeed it is. But this is my country's future and my education.
Can you go outside, please?
But there's a limit. When I'm not bitching, but simply making an observation.
Okay.
And now I will leave.
Somewhere in the deep south, though.
Somewhere, yeah. I'm going to guess Texas somewhere.
I'm going to guess Alabama.
Are you?
Or Mississippi.
I'm going to guess, I still say Texas.
Alabama or Georgia, actually. The way the accents were,
uh-huh.
I'm going to guess Alabama or Georgia. That was not a Texas accent.
But,
anyways. All I can say is after the events of this week between Ilhan Omar.
Uh-huh.
Illegal immigration,
uh-huh.
Joe Biden and his fucking pandering for Black History Month, and because it's election season.
And yeah.
Oh, and we didn't even mention where he's going this week.
Where? Oh, East Palestine, Ohio. Finally,
1 year later. KGP, the black lesbian
it's
was
safe
like,
now.
Black lesbian was like, well, he was invited by the mayor. Well, the mayor probably had no fucking choice to invite him. Or he invited him a year ago and you're finally fucking going.
Yeah, when did Trump go?
Immediately.
Yeah.
Right? And even the mayor was on the news the other night. He's like,
here's a clip of this some guy.
No, I think it boils down to the American people have awakened to realize that the leader of our country did not show up to the greatest catastrophe of 2023. And now he's going to show up because it is an election year. And obviously the polls show that President Trump came and supported us when he didn't have to. And I think we saw right through it from the beginning. And not to make it political, because I will support any president that serves our country, because otherwise it's like, again, I've said on your program before, it's like rooting against your favorite team's quarterback just right to see the backup. It's a scenario where we know what he's doing. The American people see it. And right now it's, hey, we have to go visit East Palestine because we haven't done that yet and check it off the books.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah, check it out the books.
Yeah. Oh, no, we went. We went to East Palestine. Come on.
Is he going to the border to check that off the books?
I'll bet you money it's coming. I'll bet you money it's coming. I'm doing all I can to secure the border. I'm here with my DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. You know, here in El Paso, with the facilities that have been cleaned out and scrubbed of the illegals, you know, so we don't see them.
Yeah, they've been bussed everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he'll go there, and they'll clean it out. And that's what, like, kind of circling way back, like Saki would say, to the Border Patrol, this whole showdown between Texas and the feds about cutting the razor wire.
Yeah.
Border Patrol's like, we're not going to cut it.
Yeah, well, the frontline guys are like, no, they're doing the job that
we should be doing.
Yeah, it's the people up in the leadership up in Washington that are like, our guys, they're fucking, they're stalling our guys, and they're doing
the
this.
Optics. But once again, election year, you know, Texas called their bluff. If the federal government went in and pushed a guard out of the way to cut the razor wire,
right,
what optic would that send to the people in an election year?
Right. Well, okay, here's the thing. I saw a video of this guy. He showed the video of the razor wire and all this other stuff. Then he drove like 4 miles down the road.
And there's nothing there.
And there's an opening. And there's nobody at this fucking opening.
Yeah.
Not a fucking soul.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So the attorney general for Texas, what's his name? Paxton?
Paxton, yeah.
Sent that letter. I think we talked about it to the Fed, saying, "Okay, show me where your deed of ownership of the Shelby Park and your claim is, and that where the federal land is versus state land." And it's like, you have until February 15th to give me this document. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do it because they can't. It's a state park,
right?
So where does the you've said it 100 times? Mm-hmm. Where does the federal border and the state border begin?
Yeah, where's the federal border? What part of the border is federal, and then where does the state border begin? Because at that point in time, the state stops. You want to let the fuckers into the federal area?
Let them in and keep them there in the federal.
Yeah.
But that's not what the Constitution says. The Constitution says the federal government will secure the borders. And that's why these people came into the Union saying, okay, you're going to protect me from invasion.
Mm-hmm.
But if you fail to do so, I retain the right as a state, as an independent state, as a country, Texas, the country of Texas, to defend my own border.
Right.
The country of Arizona.
Right.
You know.
Right. Right. No. I'm to the point right now, like I said, if I was the governor of Arizona, I'd like, you got like 10 fucking feet. Fit as many people in there, 10 fucking feet as you can, and they're staying there. Because I'm going to have guys over on this side.
Here's the other
part. Armed individuals. You step foot across that fucking border.
What I heard about Arizona, I heard about Arizona is, I heard this on the radio the other day, there's only about 30 some odd miles of actual Arizona fucking border. The rest is reservation, right? Or private land. Right. So, I mean, but like the Tohono O'odham Nation down there. They have a huge chunk of the international border. So, but that's federal. Well, it's actually a reservation, a different whole other country.
Federal, yeah.
Whole other country in its own.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want.
Right?
Yeah.
But actual state land is only, like, on the entire southern Arizona border, like 30-some-odd miles.
Right.
So how do you enforce that? as a state? Do you kick the Indians off their land again?
Good question. That's a good question.
I mean, because the federal government,
but the federal government
put the Indians, Native Americans, whatever you want to call them, on the reservations.
Right.
The reservations, however, for some odd reason, I don't know if they transcribe into Mexico, but at least they go across the border. But that's where the feds, Border Patrol, have access to it. FBI has access to it. Because
it could be an
because there's still, well, no, because when the federal government gave them the land, they said, well, we still retain the right to do law enforcement on here, but not the state of Arizona. In the state of Arizona, if you want to have like a highway patrolman, if you want to have access to that BIA, Bureau of Indian Affairs land, you had to have a certification of the BIA. So there's a lot of the rules, but the federal government still has control over those reservations to a point. It's weird how it works.
As a chief, I think I got an Indian blood in me.
You do, I think.
So, I'm going to declare that my border is
secure.
Yeah, my border is locked down.
Anyway. All right. Enough bitching.
Yeah. Another bitching for a week. Lindy chimed in this week.
Yeah, that was good. Brought some valid points about New York and the fucking illegals.
Because she was, like, ill all week, so she decided that I need to get my voice heard again.
Actually, I like it when she chimes in.
Me too. I tried to tell her that all the time. She just stares at me like, well, like that.
Shut the fuck up.
There you go.
Good. Shut up, fucker.
Which one?
I don't know.
You.
Okay. What?
You should talk.
I know. Both of your voices are kind of fucked right now.
Hey.
I got this from him.
Prove it.
You had it first.
It doesn't mean you got it from me.
Yeah, it is.
I said prove it.
We both got it from you.
Who's we both?
Oh, yeah, your other one in the house.
Yeah.
So, anyways, hey, you got anything else there, guys?
I have nothing else. Hey, reach out to us at didwyoffendyou@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at @didweoffend_u. And @didweoffendyou on True Social.
Is there a thing about it?
I don't know.
Google it.
Reach out. We had a couple new followers this week. I followed them back. On True Social.
Nice.
I know, we're getting quite a few. So,
more the merrier.
Cool. We want to thank all you people for following us. And if we could only get you people who follow us on True Social to subscribe to us on Spotify, we get paid again.
Does it cost anything to subscribe?
No.
So it's free.
Yeah, and it helps us with beer money.
Yeah, it helps us with beer money. So if you can help us out.
In this economy, we do the ASPCA song in the background. We need help with beer money.
In the arms of the angels.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, God, please.
What?
Don't pay money just so that you'll never sing that song again.
Exactly.
What? What are you talking about?
Your cracky voice.
Only because I'm sick.
Yeah.
Or was sick.
Anyways, guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
You trying to find it now all of a sudden?
Yeah.
We need beer money. Here you go, Chuck.
Play. Really?
Yeah,
this song. Please give us beer money. We work hard. Oh,
we do a lot of research.
It's cold out.
if we're cold, you're cold.
It only hit a high of 60 this today. It's cold. We need.
Please send your donation. We'll send you this adorable T-shirt.
Adorable.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks for listening. Okay, bye.